Greetings and a warm welcome to another exciting episode of your much loved podcast, How to Make Money Online as an Independent Artist. I am thrilled to be your host, Kenny Fashipe, and today we will continue the topic we started in the last episode, episode 3. We discussed how to prepare your product, which is your music, for the market. As we discussed in the last episode, there are certain steps that you must take to start making money from your music. This includes paying attention to the business aspect of music, viewing your music as a product, and making preparation for the market. If you missed episode 3, I strongly recommend that you listen to it before you continue with this episode. Let's get started. Once you have completed the necessary preparation for your music, it's time to focus on marketing and promotion. Marketing your music is crucial if you want to start earning money from your music. Whether you choose to market your music by yourself or you are hiring a professional to do it for you, you must understand that marketing your music is equivalent to marketing yourself. This is very important. As you market your music, you are marketing yourself. Remember that there's no music without you. Your music and your personal brand go hand in hand. Therefore, it's essential to market yourself first before you even think of marketing your music. I'm sure a question is going on in your mind now, that how do I market myself? How will I develop a successful market strategy for myself? Well, it all starts with building strong relationships. The great way to do this is by connecting with prominent artists in music industry who have already made it big. Find someone you admire. Try to get closer to them by attending their shows, commenting on their social media posts, sending them cards. Just try to get connected. If you can't get close to them because some of them are far off, you don't even know how to get close to them, you can follow them on social media and engage with their content. Engaging with their content means maybe he or she posts something, you can comment. You can congratulate the person if he or she is just releasing an album. You can tell him or her how you feel. Say it passionately. Make sure to stand out by doing something great that catches their attention. You can even sing a short, sweet birthday message to him or her on her birthday. Just find a way to get connected with that person. Build a strong relationship with that artist, maybe one or two or three artists that you admire. Find a way to get close. Then get recognized by them. Look for a way that he or she will notice that there's somebody that cares about me. Don't stop there. Also focus on their fans and followers, which is likely much larger than yours. Take time to engage with these fans. There's a higher chance of finding potential fans who would appreciate your music among these people. Engage with their audience by commenting on their post. You can go to the page of the artist or the group, if he or she has a group where his fans are in thousands, in millions. Get involved. With a little effort and persistence, you can get attention of those fans and begin to build your own followers within that community. Do you understand what I'm saying? Get connected. Start a relationship with one or two artists that have already made it. Another point is that build relationship with some organizations. Organizations like TV house, radio stations, event organizers, music websites, DJs, music blogs, social media pages and groups. Try to build relationship with them. Move close to them. Let them recognize you. Let them know what you are doing. Find a way to connect with them. In doing so, you are marketing yourself. Somehow, you will get recognized by these people. A great example of building relationship with organizations is that of late evangelist Bayo Adegbuega, a popular Nigerian gospel musician I used to produce many years ago. He would personally visit radio stations, meet with TV presenters to show his appreciation for their support. One day I asked him why he did this. He explained that they were the one blowing his trumpets. They have been helping him to gain recognition. While you don't have to go to that extent, it's important to establish a good relationship with the media. These people are the ones that will make noise about you. If one of them just like you and like your music, he or she will even be the one talking about your music. Whenever he is on air, he will first play your music, hype it, and before you know it, people begin to know you. People start looking for your music online, and you already started marketing yourself. In addition, these companies can also recommend you to their audience, providing you with a significant amount of exposure. This exposure can be much more effective than spending countless hours promoting yourself on social media. By building strong relationship with this organization and the media, you can take your music career to a very great heights. Another point is that it is important for you to build relationship with people outside of music. This means you're connecting with individuals who may not even know that you sing. It's crucial to be friendly and showcase all the talents you have. Music is not the only talent you have. There may be one or two talents that you have. It may just be cooking or sports or whatever. Connect with people outside of music. Getting involved in activities that are not directly related to promoting yourself as a musician can still attract new and targeted fans. I said it earlier, every person you meet has the potential to become a fan. Imagine if those people later, maybe some of them later, discover that you sing and they discover your music online. They will be curious to listen to it. They will be willing to share it. They will be willing to tell others. Get connected. Try and build relationship. Build relationship with popular artists that you admire. Attend their shows. Comment on their posts. Then build relationship with organizations that will help you to promote your music. Just get connected with them. And the third one, build a good relationship with people outside music. Don't wait until you release your music before you start building a relationship. Building relationship even now is important. Even before you release your music, and if you have released your music, start building the relationship. This is very crucial. It has worked for people, it has worked for me, and I know it will work for you. In conclusion, your music is your product, and you are the source of that product. Make sure you prepare yourself and your music as a high-quality product ready for the market. A well-packaged product will definitely attract customers. Thank you for tuning in. Get ready for our next episode, where we'll drive into the exciting world of selling your music as an independent artist. If you found this information helpful, please share it with your colleagues and friends. Don't keep this valuable knowledge to yourself. Thank you again, and stay tuned for more exciting content. Bye for now.